with all your heart or not at all. My parents always told me that we should work with all our hearts in everything we do. I did not know that it was from the Bible, but I was sure that Dad meant it when he said it. It helped me grow up with a great work ethic. As is often the case, my children grew up with the same work ethic. I'm very proud that they learned the value and responsibility of work. In later life, I found that sometimes those who claim to be Christians do not practice this principle. Like today, most who follow Jesus were working people. And often their masters or owners were not. This often meant that they were not treated kindly or fairly. The same is true today. Yet Paul admonishes them to work in the same way as if they were serving our Lord Christ. Paul says in Colossians 3, 23 and 24, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." Isn't this principle even more applicable to us in our Christian service? Or not at all? Are you a believer who is doing little to reach others for Christ? Instead of working with all your heart, you find yourself fitting into the not at all group. You go to church, but you stand for what Jesus stands for or not? Or do you accept what society puts forth? Sadly, many of our churches have watered down the Bible message and follow along with the evils of society. As a Christian, it is your responsibility to follow God, not man. Our inheritance will be the reward that the Lord gives us if we follow Him. Let's commit ourselves. We need to commit ourselves daily to work with all our hearts in our service to the Lord. To quote Rick Warren, "You become what you are committed to." In other words, if you commit yourselves to follow Jesus faithfully, you become what I call a real Christian. Yes, we need to work at our jobs with all our hearts so people will know that we are followers of Jesus. However, the most important thing is that we seek to follow Jesus in all His ways. This commitment will change our lives and the lives of those we come in contact with. Let us seek to hear Him say, "Thou good and faithful servant."